special. Everything that you're going to be hearing from this radio today, to a large extent, will be focused on the inaugural ceremony today that we've told you about days, weeks, months. We'll cover the elections, the first round, the second round, all of what led to it. And now we have the main day. I mean, we've been speaking to our correspondents across the country. They've given us a few of what is happening there. Before we came on air, we got information that now Ome Radio and EABC are on live now from the southeast. That wasn't the case days ago. All of we're not heard in those part of the country. But at least now we can safely say the entire country is gripped with this inaugural ceremony. We'll be bringing it live. Our colleagues are already posted at the Samuel Kindos Post Complex where the event will be taking place. We'll have Seyi Tikwa, Eva Flomo, Titi Jibro, Augustine Hammerberg, Sayo Watterson. We've divided our team into groups. Inside the stadium, we'll have these very able and professional colleagues, Seyi Tikwa, Eva Flomo, Titi Jibro, Augustine Hammerberg, and Sayo Watterson. Then outside of the complex, we'll have Olive Thomas, Hilary Kono, and Boris Koris, who will be giving us a few of what's happening in French. Sayo will be there in simple English. Then at the ELWA Junction, we'll have Romeo. Romeo will be teaming up with Olive Thomas at that part of Pinsville. In studio, we already have the team here. So we're going to be giving you everything you want to hear about, you know, what will be taking place at the inauguration today of President-elect George Weah and Vice President-elect Joel Howard Taylor. They are still President and Vice President-elect because they have not taken the oath of office. And today it will be a very, very colorful event because of the kind of dignitaries, you know, that will be in attendance. The way the country has been prepared, the city is so beautifully decorated. I mean, it's just, the euphoria is just high. It's just unimaginable. I mean, there was a lot put into this to make sure that this is historic. We are making history. A soccer legend is becoming Liberia's president. Then we are also having our first female vice president. Previously, we had our first Liberia in Africa, the first female president, Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who served two terms. First, when she came, she said she would have been like the late Nelson Mandela, one term. But after that, apparently she tasted the gravy and said the second round, she would have been a formidable force. And indeed, she was. She won. She stayed another term. But I mean, she's done well, in our opinion. I mean, others, you know, have their own criticism of, you know, her leadership. But I mean, this entire situation that we are witnessing today has been so peaceful. We've been praised by ECOWAS, we've been praised by the African Union, by the world, you know, for the kind of peaceful attitude we went through to have our inauguration today. We had the elections, and it's just, words are just inadequate to describe today's event. So very soon we'll be joined in studio here by some of our colleagues. Sewa Gba will be here. Gamin Gaya will also be here. Then we'll join our colleagues from the Samuel Kindos Post Complex, who will be giving us a few of what's happening there. Our able technicians are also there. I know Michael was just saying, Raymond's in the studio and he's not calling us. He's there. He's leading the team. Hugo Solomon is there as well. So we have Makana, Ebenezer Sipo, Makate Do, Kojo Latte, Salian Suba is in studio here, Mervin Johnson, Labosta Pewee, they are all there, and Anthony Nimne and Clarence Gela, they are all also helping in terms of, you know, movement of our colleagues. So you can tell that we've put a lot into what we've been giving you today. And Sewa is in studio. Sewa, good morning.